Everyone on this beautiful snow field. We still have a lot of snow here. Sunday morning. Good morning. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, and welcome to Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. As always, I hope each of you is in your favorite spot because we're going to jump right into the show this morning. We have a lot to cover. We're continuing our series to help you stay safe from all of the predators out here in the world. This week, our topic is weapons of mass deception. That's weapons of mass deception. And this week's inspiration is coming from 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Let me say that again. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. With that said, everyone, I hope you're lying back or seated, eyes closed. We are ready to start our Sunday morning inspiration with our breathing exercises. All right, eyes closed. Relax your body. Calm your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let's go. We're going to inhale. Now exhale. Inhale. Now exhale. Keep your eyes closed. Keep doing your breathing exercises as we start our program for today. Beautiful lies. Beautiful lies are all over the place. Just empty words full of deceit and disgrace, presented in seductive wrappers that put a smile on your face. But when the truth comes out, you realize they're just a pretty waste. Green the lies of envy that spew from the serpent's lips. Purple the lies so unbelievable they could sink ships. Blue the pitiful lies accompanied by tears as they slip from the liar's lips. Aqua, the lies that soothe, they are presented in a calm voice that's oh so smooth. Next time you feel a need to give that pretty wrapper from the Candyman a taste, Make sure it's sweet as expected, but if it turns out to be too bitter for your taste, throw the candy man and his pretty wrappers in the nearest waste. This is one of the pieces in my current book, Salad Noise Lip Service. When I wrote this piece, it was actually inspired by one of my oil paintings by the same name, Beautiful Lies. And the painting itself was inspired by what I saw going on around me. So many people trying to run a con, so many people pulling a con. All of the lies that I was experiencing in my marriage at the time. Thus, the piece, Beautiful Lies, was birthed. So let's talk about this, the weapons of mass deception. You know, in this day and age, there's so many people who are looking for their great breakaway, their master breakthrough. There are so many snake oil salesmen cropping up all over the place. You have to be careful. You have to do your homework. So many people claim to do their homework, but they really don't. And these people, these weapons of mass deception, they're looking for the hungry. They're looking for the people who they know they can sell their wares to. And the people never realize they've invested their heart, mind, body, spirit, soul, but most of all, they've invested their money into projects, plans, and schemes where they will never get an equal and definitely not a greater return. And you see, there's certain characteristics of the weapons of mass deception. Number one, they catch you off guard. They know they'll strike up a conversation with you. They'll get you all excited and pumped up and make you believe in everything that they say. They'll catch you when you're not totally on point. That's when they make the first strike. That's when they close their first deal. Secondly, they'll present you with all of these wonderful figures and numbers of how you can succeed at this and that, and you can make this and that, and you can do this. They'll give you all these figures. But they won't tell you how you can verify and validate their information for yourself, not by someone that they know, because nowadays they work in packs. You want to hear a testimonial? Trust me, the person that they call on the phone or they present to you is someone that's in their inner circle. So you have to be very careful about that as well, because they don't work alone anymore. Now they work in packs. Many of them have checkered and questionable past. If you do your homework, it's as easy as doing a proper Google search. You'll see who you're dealing with. A lot of companies out here, you can pull up a Google search and find out what they've been up to, what they're in the middle of. And their lies tend to evolve with each successful con. They fine-tune their speeches, their presentation, their programs. They're fine-tuning it as they go along. And as I said before, they do. They work in packs. Nowadays, they'll work with someone. For instance, a lot of times now, there may be a group of men sitting at the top, but they'll get females to talk to females because they know that that's an easier way to crack that glass ceiling. That's an easier way to break down those barriers. We tend to gravitate towards like people. Just remember that not everyone who looks like us is our friend, and not everyone who does not is our enemy. But again, open your eyes. Stop existing with your eyes wide shut. You must go into this world and exist with your eyes wide open. Because in this day and age, in this economy, there are more snake oil salesmen out here slithering around than ever before. And as I said earlier, they look for people who are hungry. They look for people. Some people want the easy way out. Some people want the fast money. Some people want to jump on everything. And these people, they will make you believe that you are the best business person in the world. You don't know anything about business. But as long as they can get into your wallets and your pocketbooks, they're going to tell you that you're the best thing since sliced bread and air. Even though you have no clue about what you are about to embark upon. And so many of us will put ourselves in the poorhouse purchasing things that we really do not need. And they always come at you with something brand new. If they give you their speech and their spiel in January, by January the 30th, they said, hey, join this project, join this. If they didn't present it to you initially and they're just making up things as they go along, they don't know any more about it than you do. But they know that they have you at a spot where they can get into your wallets and your pocketbooks. And the last thing that I will leave you with is that they will serve you whipped tuna fish and make you believe that it is high-end expensive pate. It's what they do. They do not have your best interest in heart. They have their best way to make easy money at heart. And they, as they go along, they are developing their con. There are more kings and queens of the con out here than ever before. Do your homework. They'll make you feel like they're all about you, and then in the end, they'll tell you, oh, well, it'll only cost you so-and-so. As long as you can pay, they're going to tell you that you're the best thing in the world. The minute that you cannot pay, they'll stop responding to you. They'll stop answering your questions. They'll stop all of that. Because if you're not feeding them in the form of money, then they have no more use for you. Do not believe otherwise. And then when you decide to do your homework and you decide to slip off, they'll have someone call you and sound so concerned. You haven't been around a while. Are you okay? Do you need something? And when you tell them that you're fine, you're just, you know, looking into other options, you won't hear from them again. They're going to move on to the next person who they have already identified as being hungry. And that doesn't apply to everyone. Sometimes they need to get the attention of real, legitimate people so that they can do what's called the name drop game. We have so-and-so involved, and we do this, and we do that. And there are some very, very powerful people involved with these projects and cons and games, and they don't even know that they're there because they're being used. It's very important. When the economy gets to be this bad, we're all looking for our big breakthroughs, but you have to know the business of your business. You have to know who you are aligning yourself with. And it's, as I said before, it's fine to align yourself. You can have hundreds of positive people, hundreds of them. But there's a difference when you have positive, accomplished people that didn't just suddenly show up being experts and accomplished in a matter of months, where their businesses and their associations and their existence only goes back a few weeks, a few months, a year or two. But they present it like they've been doing this for the last 15 years or more. Do your homework. It's as easy and it's free as Google. You know, one of the things that I teach in one of my classes for my students in my coaching school is the fact that I teach them how to be as successful as they can be with a minimum amount of money, because so many people don't have the money that people are taking from them nowadays. It's easy to pull out your credit card, but when that bill comes, it's a different story, because you have to pay that. And you think, what have I bought into? What am I paying for? Somebody tells you that you're great and you're wonderful, and they can do this for you, and they can do that for you, and they can make you something great. And in the end, a year later, you have nothing to show for it. And you notice that maybe, just maybe, you're not getting what you were promised. You're not getting anywhere near what you were promised. So remember, what do you always hear? Most people tell you, never go grocery shopping when you're hungry. The same applies in business. Never go looking for your big breakthrough when you're hungry. Arm yourself, feed yourself, fill yourself with knowledge. Find out what it takes to do what you want to have done. Find the right people who are willing to embrace you, to guide you, to help you for the love of that service, not because they want to take money from you. The same thing that they told you was $50 a month or two ago, because they run their con and their game so much now, they're telling you the prices have gone up, and it has nothing to do with the economy. It has to do with their greed. Now it's $200. And so many people end up broke. You don't need to believe me. Do the research for yourself. There are so many documentaries out here, or people that have won the lottery and ended up penniless. That should never happen. If people are in the business for the love of service and for the love of helping you be as successful as they are, then trust me, deep down, once you feed your hunger with lessons learned and knowledge, it will become very clear. You will see those feel-good goo-goo chefs who've served you whipped tuna fish, making you believe that it is expensive, high-end pâté. Just remember, our inspiration for the day is 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Before you give your last few dollars away to anyone, do your homework. If that means sitting down with an attorney to check people out, that's what you do. Trust me, you will not hear these words from any of the mass weapons of deception. They're going to fast talk you. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're going to get you involved. And whenever, I'm a businesswoman. My college background, my academia background is law. If you buy into something, don't. I had some technical difficulties going on there, so I switched mic for a moment. I hope that you can hear me better now. But as I was saying, when you get ready to involve yourself in any project, never go in hungry. Feed yourself with knowledge. Do your homework. One thing the weapons of mass deception will never tell you is to do your homework. It's as easy as a Google search. When you are investing your money,
your time, day and age, no one can afford to put out money and not get a pretty decent return for their investment. So what you need to do, do your homework. And many times we know deep down in our hearts, in our soul, in our gut, we may have some doubts. But we're in such that feel-good foo-foo mood where we just jump on that bandwagon and we think, okay, well, let me just ease my thought. So many people are involved with this and so much positive energy. It has to be the truth. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. And as I said, the weapons of mass deception, they perfect their con as they go along. If they want you to sign some papers, get involved, let's go into a contract. Let's work on this. You know, we'll work with you. You know, we have great plans, and give us your credit card. Give us some cash. Go to an attorney. Take your paperwork. Have them look it over. Matter of fact, go to several attorneys, because nowadays not every attorney is created equal. They want your money too. It's all about protecting what you've worked so hard for. Do not buy into everything coming, because everything coming is not good for you. If you're okay eating that false pate, that's nothing but whipped tuna, that's your right. But I have been doing this series for the last few months now, and just like I told you, I wrote Beautiful Lies some time ago, but I noticed that in this economy, so many people have lost their jobs, so many people are hurting, so many people want to find what they're looking for. And I'll tell you, success takes a whole bunch of sweat, tears, and blood, a lot. You're going to miss out on so many family activities. You're going to miss out on other fun things that you could be doing because you're working towards your success. It's not easy. But my prayer for you is that you find the right people. There's another piece in my book, Silent Noise Lip Service, called Hooked. It has nothing to do with business, but the same principles apply. It's about a woman. She's out at a club, and she's dancing the night away, and a man is watching her. And he waits until she gets a few drinks too many, and then he approaches her. And as they dance the night away, she ends up in a hotel room with him. And once he's done getting what he wants from her, he prepares to leave. And then he breaks it down to her that he hopes that she wasn't expecting that to be something lasting past that one-night stand. And in the end, when he knows that all of his words have broken her down further, he says, okay, as if he's giving in, he'll stay with her. But all she has to do is continue to pay. She paid for the hotel room. She paid the price of losing her self-respect and dignity. Then when he saw that he had broken her down and she was practically begging him in tears to stay, he promised her that he would and give her everything that she wanted. All she had to do was continue to pay. So you see, the same principle applies in business as it does in life. Beware of the false prophets. Beware of the people who do not mean you any good. I see it every single day in business. I am a life coach, which means I have expertise in several areas. But what I choose to work in is helping people make peace with their past so they can move into their passion, purpose, and power. We have to clean up what was already done before we can move towards anything positive. Anything positive. So, as I said, this is our continuing series, Beware of the False Prophets, Beware of the Weapons of Mass Deception. If you'd like to get involved in any way, join me. There's several ways. Join me on our Facebook page, Healing Through Hurt. iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And for those of you who do not know, the Wall Foundation Incorporated is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to write to me personally, mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And for those of you who would like to get involved with my group coaching sessions, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. I set that up especially for you. I'm here to help you, never to hurt you. I want you to be as successful as I am and have been. And matter of fact, I want you to exceed where I have been. I want you to pass that, surpass me. Because when you do, that tells me that my job was well done. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a donation, which is tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States, there's several ways you can do that. On our Facebook page, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc., there's a donate button there. Also, a donation link on our master website, thewallfoundationinc.org. But as always, before we go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever you may be facing this week and beyond. As always, before I go, I am your most humble and gracious host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and the Shero at your Ground Zero. Thank you so much for all of my listeners in the call query and in the chat room. You are such blessings to me. And something that I haven't done, but for those of you who do follow me on the Facebook page, each week I announce a new Sheropreneur of the Week. This week I've chosen Tina Hobson as the Sheropreneur of the Week. I will be announcing it in our group shortly. So, Tina, if you're out there today, I believe that you are. You are this week's selection for the Sheropreneur of the Week. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as I said, I'm C. Maria Wall. I will see you back here next Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show. Until then, be well, be blessed, and remember to pay it and pray it forward. Until next time, I am so appreciative of each and every one of you. If I could hug you, I would. So tonight we're going to, today, I'm sorry, it's morning here now. We're going to end with one of my favorite feel-good songs from my friend and colleague, Toy Lee. Her song is Good Music. I love this song. It's just such a feel-good song. So until next time, enjoy the music. You be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide for life. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Kaloran, strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I'd give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good
This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And just remember, go through this life on a personal level and on a business level with your eyes wide open, not wide shut. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just remember to beware of the weapons of mass deception. 1 John 4:1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. If you don't believe me, believe God's word. Because God sends me the messages, and all I want is for you to be successful and safe out here in this cruel, cruel place, beautiful world, full of people who are doing some very ungodly, unholy, and evil things. I'm just a vessel, and I hope that you got your spiritual fulfillment for today. I'm no minister. It's not, in my opinion, it's not my calling to be in the pulpit. My charge is to be right here at Ground Zero, helping as many people as I can. So I hope that my words have brought you some type of fulfillment today. And as always, I'm so appreciative of you. So until next time, be well, be blessed. And I pray each and every one of you enough and continue to pay it and pray it forward. Have a wonderful remainder of your weekend and a mighty, mighty week until I see you again.